Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Samach Dalid Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Simin Shin Sadi Ches, which talks about how we actually calculate the Tchum of a city. And we'll go through different calculations. There are a number of very important diagrams in the Deir Shu footnotes. It'd be very helpful to follow today's share if you do have the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah. If not, I'll try to make it as clear as possible. But there are many, many diagrams that they have drawn that are very helpful in understanding this Simon. It is not a difficult simon, but the understanding of what's going on is very easily depicted in a picture. It's a little bit harder to say it outside. In any event, we'll begin with Sif Beis. Hay Sagula, if you have a circular city, you can see a diagram of this in Deir Shu footnote number 5. So a regular circular city, how do you go calculate the 2,000 amos around that city? So Osin Lo Zovios, you square off the city, as you can see in diagram Deir Shu footnote number 5. Veron Osa Kilu Hi Biso Hameruba, and you view the Tchum every place within the square. In other words, you've gained the corners over here where there is no houses, where there is no city, but you make this circle into a square. Umodud in chutz mitzalos oso meruba, and you measure the 2,000 amas due north, due south, due east, due west from every one of the sides of the square that you've created over here for the city. Apayim amal horuach, 2,000 amas in every direction. And therefore, in this situation, the circle of the city has been enlarged to be a square. Shnimtso mistaker hazovios, and you've in fact gained over here the corners that don't have inhabitants, don't have houses over there, nevertheless they're included as part of the city, as you can clearly see in the diagram. Likewise, v'chein im hoisoyir mishuleshes, if the city is in a triangular shape, you can see this in Deir Shu footnote number 6. So again, you square off the city, and you gain all the part that's bare, and you can see this in the triangle in Deir Shu footnote number 6 that was made into a square. So all of that extra uninhabited area is now called part of the city. Likewise, osheish lotzlos har rabos, if you have over here, as you can see in Deir Shu footnote number 7 and Deir Shu footnote number 8, a pentagon-type shaped city or an octagonal-typed shaped city, and this would be true for any type of shape. It doesn't have to be a perfect shape. It can be a jagged shape. The same thing is, the rule is, you square it off from the most distant projection, and you make a square around it, as you can see in these diagrams, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and therefore you now have the city as a square or as a rectangle sometimes, and then you can go 2,000 amos due north, due south, due east, and west to create the tchum of the city. And this is true whether there's only 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 10, etc., different slows, rabos, many different edges over here. So, mirabim osoy, and everyone, you square it off, or you make it into a rectangle, if that's appropriate. V'yachach kach motzin chutz l'meruba, and then you go beyond the square, alpayim amal churach. You go, again, we'll see, it's due north, due south. You got to go in the direction of the world when you square this off. We'll have a little bit of a discussion about this later today, but that is how you create the tchum of a city that is not a perfect square or a rectangle. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Hei explains, shemoshlim harivua l'hashros tzad ha-koser kefi orech tzad ha-oruch. So you make it in such a way that it is a square or a rectangle. Sit cotton vav, even if it has sheish lo shisha zavios or shmonas, whether it has 6 or 8 corners to this shaped city, moshe nachut l'rabo, you go and draw a line, so to say, a plumb line that goes and squares it off. Kineged hamakom haseyosu ruchavim, but you go to the widest places, umeha meruba ve'elich modin alpayim amal chotzad, and then you go and calculate out your additional 2,000 amas in every direction. Sivkot and Gimel. Now we discussed that you have to go due north, due south. The Mechaber starts and he says, Kishum Rabba, when you square off this city that's not a square or a rectangle, Mirabba biribua ha'olam, you go and extend it out north 2,000 amos, it's due north, in the direction of north of the world. Same thing for east, west, and south. Why? Kidei shetehe kol ruach mimenu mishucha kineged ruach meruchos olam umuchuvenes kinegda. So this is so it's oriented in the face and shape of the world. And this way, there's no misunderstanding as to which way you're going out. Because again, as I've mentioned many times, when you go out to 2,000 amas, and then you're going to essentially go and make a circle around these 4 2,000 amas directions, north, south, east, and west, so you're going to gain in those corners the extra square root of 2 times this radius. So let's say you're going out 2,000 amas, so you're actually going to gain 2,800 amas when you go out towards the diagonal part over here of the circle that is encompassing the square. And therefore, you need to know which direction, you gain that extra 800 amos. So we always go due north, due south, due east, due west, and then you circle around that to make your perimeter for your Tchum Shabbos. Now, not everybody agrees to this. You can see this in the Shari Tshuva, in the double bracketed asterisk over here that he brings down in the Noda Behuda. In regards to measuring out the Tchum, the Lechatchila, you should go by the Ribua of the world. But if everybody did it in a different way and the town accepted upon themselves not to go by the orientation of the world, they did it, let's say, 2,000 amas northeast and then 2,000 amas southeast and then 2,000 amas northwest and 2,000 amas southwest, so they made a diamond rather than a perfect square around the city in the orientation of the world, that is acceptable according to Noda Behuda. However, in the issue footnote number 10, he brings down that this Noda Behuda is based upon a Prisha, and the Prisha is based upon the Rabbeinu Yonah's son in the Gemara in Erevin, that says that it's only a good suggestion, it's an Eitzah Tova to do it in the direction of the world, the orientation of the world, but you're not mechuyev to do so. But almost everybody disagrees with this. The Chazon Ish brings down, for example, that there is no posik that's meiko like this, and therefore this Eitzah Tova over here is not Lemaisa. And he in fact says that the Rabbeinu Yonah's son didn't even say it's an Eitzah Tova in regards to the Din of Tchumim. He said it's an Eitzah Tova when you're constructing a city to do it that way, but has nothing to do with the Eitzah Tova in regards to Tchumim. So he seems to suggest that nobody holds this kula over here of the Noda Behuda in the name of the Prisha and the name of the Rabbeinu Yonason. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin explains further, you can't do this lamaisa any way that you would like. You have to do it in the orientation of the world, due north, due south, darim keneged darim, tzafon keneged tzafon, as I just mentioned. That's how you get the 2,000 amos over here. The issue footnote number 11 says this is all based upon the Ari Halavim, where the pasuk says Umadose Michutz Lir Espas Kedma Alpayim Ba'amor Espas Negev Alpayim Ba'amor Vagomer, and therefore this is all based upon Psukim by the Levim, so it's been taken over as well for the Tchum of a city. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes, if the city over here is not a perfect rectangular square, we had discussed this a little bit in yesterday's shir, and you can see this in the issue footnote number 18, you have a rhombus-shaped structure. And in the first diagram in the issue footnote number 18, you can see a typical city that's shaped like a rhombus. And then in the second diagram in the issue footnote number 18, he discusses different opinions as to the proper way to square this off. The diagram that you have, the second picture, shows you do this in the direction of the world. Again, due north, due south, due east, due west, and that's how you go and do this. Chazon Ish, however, brings down other opinions, i.e. in the rest of this footnote, the issue footnote number 18, and he also points out that the city has a wall around it, and the Chazon Ish says that it makes sense, you follow the walls and not the houses. In any event, the Mechaber continues and he says, when you have this rhombus-like shaped structure of a city, you view it halachically as if it's all over here along its longest wall. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains, you don't follow the short side, you go and lengthen it or elongate it so it's on the same size as the opposite side, and then you go and measure it out. And you can see this again in the issue footnote number 18 in the diagram. Next scenario, the Mechaber tells us, Hoiso asuya kimin gam. If you have the city shaped in the shape of a gam, what is a gam? So you can see the Ber Hagola, he brings down in the asterisk with a left parenthesis, and he says, Pirish, who kaf yivonis, this is the Greek letter kaf, and it says actually it should be gimel, because the gamma, the gam over here, is the third letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and it has the tzura of a dalis hafucha, an upside down dalit, which is exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Tes, who os yivonis, this is a Greek letter, the gamma, the tzura so kimin kaf bishuta, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 12, and you also have a slightly different version of it in Dirshu footnote number 19 in the top diagram. And a slightly different version of it in the second diagram in the issue footnote number 19, where you have basically the angle not being a 90-degree angle of the Kaf Yevonis over here, and you could have it as a perfect right angle. That's the first diagram in number 12, and then the angle is being greater than 90 degrees or less than 90 degrees in the two diagrams in the issue footnote number 19. If you read the details about the footnotes about these different diagrams, they will have different halachic answers. For example, in the top footnote, in the issue footnote number 19, you square it off, and in the bottom footnote, we'll treat it like we do a bow, a city with a bow-shaped form, as we'll see in the issue footnotes number 13, 14, 15, and 16, which we'll get to in a few moments. Just to make it clear how to read these Dirshu footnotes over here, the diagrams, the darker areas are actual city parts, and the lighter areas are viewed as if it was a city over there, but there is no city over there in all the lighter shaded areas that look like they're cities, but that's viewed as if there's a city over there, but there is no city over there. When they draw a square around it, that means you enclose the entire area, and they didn't draw in the virtual city, so to say, in those places, because they drew in the outside border. So, in any event, in all of these situations where you have an L-shaped or an upside-down dalet-shaped city, either with a 90-degree angle between the two sides of the L, or it's greater than a 90-degree or less than a 90-degree angle. So we'll work right now with just the assumption that it's a 90-degree angle. Or, if you have a city like a keshes. Now, a keshes, Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkon Yud, is batim benuyim kechatzi eagle. You have a half-circle, semi-circle over here of houses. But as you can see in Dirshu footnote number 13 in the diagram over there, you have a semicircle of a city, but there's an open space in between. And the rest of the diagrams, 14, 15, and 16, will just have different distances between the two ends of the bow over here, whether there is a sizable distance between them, more than 4,000 amos or less than 4,000 amos, and likewise, where do you start counting in this situation from the point where they're at least 2,000 amos apart or from a point more than that, as we will explain momentarily. But in any event, when you have either a city that's shaped like an upside down dalet, the L-shaped form, or you have a bow-shaped form city, im yesh bein shnei rosheha, pachos me'arba alofim amot, in between the two heads, whether it's the L-shaped city or whether it's a bow-shaped city, if there is less than 4,000 amos between one head and the other head, then modudin lo min hayeser. Then we go and draw a bowstring. The yeser is essentially a bowstring that you would draw, a straight line that you would draw from one head to the other head, and then we measure out that city from the bowstring as being the end of the city limits. And we can see this in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Yud Beis. Yeser nikra chevel hakosher b'shnei ketzos hakeshes. We have a bow and arrow. So you have the bow, and you have the string that you attach between the two ends of the bow. That's called the bowstring, and that's the yeser over here. So that's a straight line, and from there outwards you measure the 2,000 amos from that bowstring. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yudalef, which we skipped, tells us when it's less than 4,000 amos, you could go from one place to the other place by extending your Erev over there, and therefore we view it, Nasis Ir Achas Aidezet, so this is one big city over here, and we view the space in between the two ends of the bow as being fully filled in. And therefore, for the entire structure, we view it as a one single city filled in. The entire bow is filled in, the entire triangle is filled in, and therefore you measure the 2,000 from that structure. That's what the Mechaber continues to say. V'roin es kol harochav shebein hayeser v'akeshes kiilu hu molei batim. This entire area that was empty, as you can see in Dirshu footnote number 13, the semicircular part that is empty, so we view that as all being filled in this situation. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel explains further. This is true as well in the diagram in Dirshu footnote number 12. Roin kiilu molei batim. You see it if it's fully filled in with houses, and you can see this in the diagrams in Dirshu footnote number 21 as well, and Dirshu footnote number 22 in slightly different scenarios. So the darker part, that's the actual part of the city that's there, and the lightly shaded part, so that is the virtual city that we view as if it's filled in. So, Rowan kilu milayah batim biribua mimizrach lamarav mitzof l'dorim in all the directions. V'gam bazeh dafkim ein bein shnei rosh yagam ba'alachzon mitzovus lazovus rak pochos mi'arba alofim ama. As you can see in the issue footnote number 23, and the diagram in this footnote all the way in the back of the sefer. However, the Mechaber continues and he says, v'im hayu bein shnei rosh yarba alofim. If in fact you have more than 4,000 amos between the two heads. So then, ain molded in law element akeshes. Then you only measure out the 2,000 amos from the bow, but not from the yeser, not from the drawstring over here. Now we forgot to do sivkot and yudalef in the Mishnah Berurah, which still goes back on the situation where it's less than 4,000 amos, and that will help us clarify the situation when it's more than 4,000 amos. So the Mishnah Berurah in sivkot and yudalef tells us, akin yochel lelech kolach kolosh min rosh akeshes ad yeser veinu lelo b'cheshbon alpayim. You can consider the entire area between the bowstring and the entire bow of the city, even the parts that don't have houses there, to be one dalet amos. That's one city. And you can go from one side to the other through the empty space in between. And then you have the 2,000 amos going out beyond that. They call it Keshes v'chalolo, Rak Arba Amos Damya. We only view the entire city over here as being Dalet Amos, including the area that's not actually filled in with houses. However, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tetzvav tells us, in a situation where there is more than 4,000 amos over here, then Ein Modin Lo Elam Nakeshes. What does that mean? You can see this in Dirsha footnote number 14 in the diagram over there. When there's more than 4,000 amos from the two heads, so then you don't view this all as being in filled in area over here, and you mount the 2,000 amos distance from the actual bow and not from the bow string. You can see a slight variation of this in Dirsha footnote number 15, when in fact you have part of the bow that is less than 4,000 amos, and part of the bow that is more than 4,000 amos, so then you measure it out from the part where it begins to be 4,000 amos and more. And the issue footnote number 16 adds over here that if there is less than 2,000 amos from the bowstring to the inner part of the bow, even though the two ends are wider, so then you measure the whole thing as being filled in. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tetzvav, Hatam, the reasoning for all of this is, Tekivan de'ein muvlo en hatchumim zeh bozeh, because the two heads over here aren't swallowed up within each other. You couldn't make a erev tchumim to go from one head to the other head if it's more than 4,000 amos. V'yev shol halich miktsas hakeshes u'echo de kotzer sheni, you can't go through this space. Alkin yev shol lachshov hecholo b'chalir, therefore you can't hold the space over here to be considered part of the city. And the issue footnote number 25, the diagram there shows you the proper way then to square off such a city. And you can see then the outer part of the bow, you square it off as if you would a regular circular city. And on the inner part of the bow, until the point where it's less than 4,000 amos, it is considered included. And then when it's more than 4,000 amos, you just square off that part a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, and you have part of the circle enclosed over here being part of the trum and part of the enclosed semicircle not being part of the trum, as you can see clearly from the diagram in the issue footnote number 25. And the part that's included is v'ola b'sok shir alpayim. V'yiskimu ha-poskim, the poskim agree, the chozeh kishirotze leilech derech ha-cholo shel ha-keshes ade yeser l'hola. All of this that we just said is if you wish to go through the open space. Avu mutarim leilech soviv derech ha-batim shel ha-keshes ad ksei ha-keshes mishon ve'elech modin lo alpayim ama. But if a person wishes to go through the city limits, the actual part of the city, then you can walk all the way around the bow from one side to the other, even though if you went directly, it would be more than 4,000 amos. Me'acha sheholech ha-kol be'ir, since you're going throughout the city, choshev kulo ki arba amos, there's no problem. So you just can't cut across the open space, but if you wanted to go through the entire bow, through the entire city, that is allowed. The Rama adds over when he says, "Hagav yesh omer min hamokum shiniskatzir shem hakeshes shem bo arba alpayim ama." This is what I've already pointed out. The Rama says in that part between the two sides where it's less than 4,000 amos, that's considered part of the city, and only in the part where it grows more than 4,000 amos is it not considered part of the city anymore. Because sheyesh ben hakeshes v'yaseh yosim alpayim, and as we pointed out, that's only if the entire distance from the bow until the drawstring is more than 2,000 amos. But avolim ein b'neim alpayim, if it's not 2,000 amos, then we view the entire area is filled in. Moded in mechol inyam in ayesa, then you view the entire city as being filled in. The chenir lahokil, he brings out from the ghost Maimonios that is the correct lenient psak that we should take. Mishmur explains the sivkon tezayin, the sphere lahu that the Ramah holds over here, the af de biroshi akesha soya roch of arba alpayim vios, even though the between head to head is more than 4,000 amos, afilu hochi kivin shiba emsa akesha miskatsa, ashein bein zelaze arba alpayim ama, since there are parts over here that it's less than 4,000 amos, next. Until that point, we view it as filled in. This is what we pointed out in Dirshu footnote number 25 in the diagram, Ayin Shom. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Zayin, he says that you should add the word over here, Elo Alpayim, Kach Tzorech Lomar. In other words, Ramah is saying, Avol Im Ein Beinem Elo Alpayim Ama. Sivkot Yud Ches, Kivan Dayasim Muvla Tocha Tchum, in this situation, the entire bowstring is absorbed within the Tchum. Yocholagia Ilab and Akeshis, it's all absorbed within the 2,000 amos, so you can go there, Rowan Kilu Moli Batim Kolaholo. We do the whole thing as if it's filled in. He brings down from the Mogiram that he disagrees. Shadaito Delomahani is there, Rakli Yoshim Baroshi Akeshish, Shuholum Lelech. He says this may be only true according to my grunt for part of the people. They wouldn't apply to it. However, the Achronim disagree. Cholkin Olav, they disagree with the Magen Avraham, and they say everybody in the city can use this. And everybody can take advantage of this. With that, we conclude today's shiur.